What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Shari and Javen podcast.
But anyways, that's one of my icks about you.
Anyways, today is Tuesday, the second day of the week. I have not worked out in about 2 weeks. I got about two cardio sessions in since 2023 has rolled in, guys. I am lacking. I am slacking. I need to get back on my macking. I need to get
you're back macking. To the gym. Macking means that you're talking to other girls.
Macking on these weights, on these gains. That's what I'm macking on, okay?
Okay. Anyways, I have been trying to get my content game up. I'm trying to get back into creating things Monday through Friday so that I have the weekends to edit. You know, outside of the podcast, I still have my own things. Like, you know, I'm not going to obviously speak on the things I'm working on, but I've been like really motivated. I don't know. And I know like everybody when it's a new year has this like sudden urge to be motivated to do things, but like, don't hate on that feeling. Embrace it, you know?
Yeah, it's like Shari said.
That's been my vibe lately. I'm just like getting stuff done throughout the day. There's like no free time for me to just like sit around. Like I literally am busy constantly and like filming stuff.
Accountable for your words.
Too. Okay, whenever hold yourself you accountable.
Whenever you see me slacking, look, I'm going to tell y'all straight off the bat. My goal is to get up every day 4 a.m. Do I do it? No.
It's so freaking hard. Do my alarm go off
and do I acknowledge it? Yes. Do I press snooze? Yes, but I'm a work in progress. I'm trying to leave excuses in 2022, like I said.
Yeah.
I'm working on it. Tomorrow's a fresh day. I'm going to go tonight and I'm going to go tomorrow. That's it is what it is, y'all.
I think part of it is that he low-key needs me to tag along, and that's fine because we're a team.
I would love for her.
And I do feel like, so at night, like, so for instance, last night, we went to sleep at 1 a.m., so that was a little bit different. But, like, tonight, we're early. It's not midnight. We're not filming at that time. So we still do have the time to go to the gym, technically, make dinner, take Dash for a walk. Oh my God, I accidentally said that word. So, I'm scared.
I'm scared.
And we can get stuff done. So I want to make sure that I'm also contributing to keeping us on a bedtime. Because without a set bedtime, we won't hold ourselves accountable to wake up in the morning. I feel like the latest we can go to sleep and still wake up around like 4:30, 5 a.m. is 11 p.m. Past that, it's inexcusable. There's no excuse.
Don't play about our sleep, though. One second.
Yeah.
Yeah, the mic was making like some white noise sound. Let me fix that. Dang.
Javen's a Wiccan, that's why.
He's
a wizard. Okay, so I looked at Albert Einstein's things that he did to like keep his to like keep his mind going and to just be able to be his best self. And he would sleep for 10 hours a night. No, if I sleep for 10 hours, I do feel refreshed, but I will manage and say that I can get between 6 to 8 hours and I'm fine. But anything less than six, I can't. I'm not functioning the next day.
She's a monster when it comes to her sleep. She don't play and don't play with her when it comes to her sleep. Listen, my alarm goes off. She's pissed. She's
because he has his stupid ass alarm going off at 3 a.m. He's not even trying to wake up at 3.
Why the hell do you have it up at 3 a.m.?
And crazy thing is that I've been literally waking up at 3:01 a.m. for the past week straight. I mean, I'm just kind of like, maybe this is God's way of telling me this is the time I need to be up.
And then I look over, I'm like, hey, babe, you want to come to the gym with me 4 a.m.? She'd be like, no.
You're a liar.
And then my lazy ass be like, okay.
We both do it to each other. We literally both do it to each other.
Like, you don't wake me up at 4 tomorrow, let's go to the gym.
Anyways, like I said, we both do it to each other. There's sometimes I'll wake up and I'll be like, hey, let's get up. And he's like, no, and vice versa. So we're going to get right into our rapid fire questions. I'm going first this time. Don't look and stop trying to cheat. All right. So
let me charge up.
You don't need to charge up. So nicknames your parents used to call you?
Hamburger.
Are you serious?
Yes, because I used to want Juicy Burger. They used to call me Juicy Burger and Hamburger.
Wait, that's so weird. That was literally my favorite meal. Like as a kid, I loved like a good cheeseburger and fries.
Oh yeah,
that was my go-to. Yep. That's odd. Okay, do you snore?
Sometimes, I guess.
Yes, you do. Sometimes, if he's really tired or sleeping on his back, I'm always like, "Can you stop snoring?" Okay, preference for texting or talking?
I'll probably rather talk to you. Texting is like whatever. Same. Things can get misconstrued or messages can be misinterpreted.
Texting is kind of like, it. First of all, you're taking my data. Mm-hmm. Like, you're taking my storage. And I'm like, I'm on, like,
I'm asking. I'm going to start using ChatGPT, whatever it's called. I have just AI text back for me.
Why not just FaceTime? Anyways, do you believe in love at first sight?
I believe in lust at first sight, but not love.
True. Do you think I'm a complicated person?
I think you're a highly complicated person.
How many selfies do I take in a day?
Probably 12 to 15.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's possibly, yeah, maybe a little bit more. It kind of depends on the day, though, right? Mm. All right. So you're next. These are yours to read
off. Right. It's your boy, Jalen. I'm up. All right, Shari. So what is your favorite ice cream flavor?
Probably chocolate chip.
Ooh, I like chocolate chip.
I like simple tasting things, I feel.
Okay. Let's change up. Let's change it up a little bit. What are you likely to do after a fight with me?
Either call like my family, like my sister or my brother.
Talking shit.
Not talking shit, just like kind of venting. Or can you stop? You do this every time I talk. Or probably call like my grandma. Or secondly, just like leave the house.
What is the first thing you notice about me besides boogers in my nose?
What? Okay, can you not talk about that? That's not cute.
Okay, I only said that because I know that bothers her. So sometimes she'll look at me and be like, oh, there's something in your nose. And if I go to touch it or without like using a napkin or anything, she freaks out. So I'll do that.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Go.
Anyway, so what is the first thing you notice about me?
The first thing I notice about anybody is just like, I don't know, like their energy. Like, I don't know. I feel like I noticed that you had some like depth to you outside of like your physical appearance.
Elaborate.
You know, just like your energy.
Okay.
Move on. These are rapid fire.
What
you're taking
word
all along.
Describes our relationship the best?
Unpredictable.
I like that.
And chaotic.
Oh!
But also sweet and comforting.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's like polar. I would say we have a very polarized relationship. Okay, Rapid fire questions. Go.
What is your ideal type of movie to watch with me?
Definitely a thriller. Like something psychological that makes you think. Nothing definitely, gory. Definitely. But we like I think it's called cerebral thrillers. That's like when you use your brain, like obviously like you're thinking about things.
What is my top two love languages?
Probably quality time is one.
Okay, I guess.
Okay, can you stop being a dick? Is that one of them or not?
Quality time, definitely. I like to spend time with you.
Physical touch.
It's one. And then quality time is two.
Well, you said, okay, I just named both of them. I didn't name them in order.
Listen, you passed.
Physical touch is one, Avi. And well, not obviously, but it's just obvious because I know that. And then second one is quality time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You gotta spend that time and you touching me.
Shut up. All right, so we're moving on to our topic. Well, one of our topics. The first one is navigating modern relationship dynamics. So what is the most ridiculous relationship or dating trend we've seen and why?
Oh, I've seen on TikTok, I've seen some girls dating like some 75-year-old dudes. And then Shari actually showed me on TikTok, this girl has some sugar
daddies. Is that
daddies.
Truly like a dating trend? Yeah, or is that just like a sugar daddy type of situation?
Dating trend, okay.
Wait, no. I literally have to pee. Continue on your thought. I'll be right back.
I'm going to elaborate on this. Shari literally is like, hey, check your TikTok. I checked my TikTok.
Don't flip it on me.
And then she was like, I ran across this page and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And then I looked at the page and I was like, wow, this is like so out there. There was this young black woman. She had to be no older than 25. Maybe she's like 22 to 25.
She's 25.
She got like three sugar daddies out there. One's like damn near with a walker. The other ones are like OGs, like 70s, past 60s. And then she's just like dancing, doing little stuff, like being funny. Like they're handing her money. And she's doing all this crazy stuff. I'm just like, whoa, she out there with it. And it's just like unbelievable. It's like I'm just like appalled watching what is happening on the screen on my phone. Like these dudes are willingly showing their faces. They're all together at points. and just handing her money. And then sometimes she like has like co-stars of her elder little friends who have like.
All right, I'm gonna play devil's advocate here. Those men know exactly what they're doing. Ooh. They are not innocent. They are not victims. So I don't feel sorry for them. Listen. When I sent that to Javen, it was because I thought they were like genuinely dating and I thought that they were just like a couple.
I think
and then when you scroll, no, they are. But then when you scroll, it looks like a sugar daddy type of situation, which, hey, I'm not judging. You do you. Like,
the
that's
way
totally
she's
fine.
Going about it and promoting and marketing it is insane. It's low-key genius.
She's still, like, minding her business, and people just happen to be watching it.
Whoa, to see. These are, like, young black women with these, like, three older white dudes. They're, like, 65 plus. The youngest dude's, like, 65.
She really looks like she's about in her, like, early 20s. Like
she looked like New York a little bit from I Love New York mixed with some other people. I was just baffled by that. But, like, I don't know. I've been seeing a couple of trends of older
people.
Like, a young dude would be, like, 27 dating, like, a 60-year-old woman. Mm. And then, like, they'd be, like, kissing and making out. Just
dude, there's this couple on TikTok like that. There's this dude. He's, like, in his 20s. I don't know what age. But it's hard for me to guess people's ages, I feel. I don't ever really know. But he's in his 20s, and then he's dating this lady. Like, she's legit in, like, her 70s. You guys have probably seen it on TikTok. Yes, it's crazy. Like, they even have, like, an OnlyFans together where they, like, are literally doing the do. And from what I hear, she still looks young down there.
Down there.
Oh, my God.
Hey, more power to you.
He likes you look young.
So let's move on to the next question. Is double texting considered toxic?
Double texting it. What is that? Break it down.
So, for example, there's been one time where me and Javen, we this is one of our arguments. This was like a year ago. Well, no, not a year ago. Probably like 6 months ago. Where, like, I literally sent him several of those audio messages.
You sent me what?
Do you remember how many audio messages I sent you when I was like...
Can I just catch up to one and respond? She'll have like six back-to-back 30-second, 1 minute, minute and a half, and it's just going in.
I'm not toxic no more.
Audio messages.
But I was like, I sent hella audio messages to him, and then when he wasn't responding, I'm like, oh, now you're not responding, blah, 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 blah. And I don't care. I don't mind double texting. I don't personally consider it toxic. I just considered it, I laugh when I send double texts, to be honest. Like, after I sent those audio messages, I just started busting out laughing, like, what the hell is wrong?
Hey, no confusion when you get the audio message. They mean what they're saying. Once it's sent, and you hear that voice, you hear the tone.
Honestly, don't even lie. We both double text each other. So.
Message has been read.
I don't think I would personally double text if I was in like the dating scene, though. It's only because like we literally have like a whole life together, and it's like there's a lot riding on this relationship. Okay, so it's a little bit different. I feel like if like we have a commitment, like we're engaged. So I feel like I don't give a shit if I'm double texting you, like answer your phone. Like I remember when he was getting Christmas gifts and he wasn't really responding to me because I wanted to FaceTime him when I was at Universal Studios. And I was like, what are you doing? And I was like, ew, why aren't you responding to me? Come to find out he was like literally getting Christmas presents.
I'm like, man, like you over here messing up for yourself. Now I'm just going to cut back another $50 to $100. A deduction just for you bothering me and assuming the worst. Your Christmas
that's
gift
evil.
Got knocked down a tier.
Are you serious?
I'm playing, but I should have thought like that.
That's okay. I have his card on my Apple Wallet. I always use it on Apple Pay. So.
Oh my God!
He'll be like, "Oh, what is this charge?" I accidentally, because it automatically goes to his for some reason. He's
Amazon.
His is the primary one, and I'm like. No, for real. Like sometimes I'll be at Ralph's and then it'll just accidentally automatically go. And then I'm like, oh damn, my bad. But not my bad. What the fuck?
That's how it be. You know?
Okay. Moving along. Ridiculous dating rules in your opinion.
Ridiculous dating.
Like what are some ridiculous?
What is ridiculous? Okay.
So this is one of my dates. This is one of mine that like, I feel like this has been a target on our back. The simple fact of the matter that we don't agree with opposite gender friends. That's a ridiculous rule with people try to act fake cool. Like, I'm so cool. Like, oh,
dude,
yeah. Like that's so stupid. Yeah.
Guys,
like,
man.
Are you joking?
Those are friends.
Like, I've had people like who like dudes who have tried to literally act like oh, yeah, oh, invite Javen. And I'm like, Javen's like, no, we're not fucking going. Like, they're clearly still trying to, like, just have you here. Like some people don't really have shame. They'll be like, oh, yeah, sure, invite your husband. And, like, they still are, like, doing what they're setting out to do.
People out there.
So what's another one?
Something, let me see. Ridiculous dating rules, in our opinion.
Let me look at some.
That's kind of hard. You know, like, okay, I don't think it's ridiculous that you go out and you
Let's look at some dating rules for men. So if I ask you on a
date, let me, I don't know if I'm asking this right, but if I ask you out on a date, then I'm expected to pay for you on that date.
Yeah.
So that's not ridiculous.
No. So this is one of them. So one of them is, so do you think that, never mind.
Oh, take the initiative. Oh, that you can get in some trouble. Talking about assuming or taking initiative.
I personally wouldn't be. I wouldn't be. Oh, well, that's different. But I personally wouldn't be into like a man specifically that I had to like reach out. Like when me and Javen even first started talking, he took the initiative. So like if it wasn't for him taking the initiative, we literally wouldn't have been together to this day. I slid on her
and then she dissed me. Then she doubled back like, oh.
Because I was like, wait, he's actually cute, but also I don't know this. I liked that I didn't know you and that you didn't go to our, like you were new at our high school. Listen, and I was like, okay, that's
cool. She thought I was talking to her friend and her friend was lying. And then she found out that I wasn't.
Here's a few that I just looked up. So is it bad to date multiple people at once? Let me answer that first and foremost. If you're single, you can date as many people as once as you freaking want to. If you're in a committed relationship, you are literally only supposed to date that one person.
If you're dating, you're dating.
Exactly. That's the point of dating. It's like you're like testing out clothes almost. Like, okay, I like this. We can vibe. But part of dating is realizing, okay, maybe we aren't compatible and then you move on. Right? Yeah,
you got to kind of weigh out your options and see what you like the most, who best fits you. Someone's lying if they say, I'm only talking to you. If you're not official, like, to be honest, if you're not even living together, that's kind of sketchy because who knows what, when, where, why, how. But the moment you move in, that's, like, very, very monumental. And that's pretty serious. So if you're sharing the same bed, paying bills together, that's pretty serious. You shouldn't be talking to no one but that person.
Oh, my God. That's if you convenient. Are, that's really messed up, honestly. And, but like,
if we have our own places and, like, we're, like, just meeting up or getting lunch, we're talking.
You'd be stupid not to be keeping your options open. I'm going to tell you that straight up. I'm pretty
sure people are playing the field. Yeah. Just trying to make sure because to be honest, I'm going to assume a girl's talking to 3 or 4 dudes, and I'm assuming a girl is going to assume a guy's talking to at least 2 girls.
Yeah.
You know.
And also, too, so this is another one. Do you think that it's bad to talk about exes on early dates?
Yeah, you're not over that person.
Yeah, if you're talking about your ex and you're like on like your first few dates with a person, to be honest, I would ghost you after the first time you talk about your ex. Because you need to heal. Like, I don't want to be the rebound. You know, like, I'm not about to like be listening to stuff about your ex. That's like,
that person clearly on your mind still.
Maybe you guys should work it out.
No, maybe the ex don't want you.
Yeah, true.
You probably want the ex.
Maybe you need to ask the ex why they are an ex.
No, I'm not going to do that.
I'm just kidding.
So if someone's talking about their ex, I'm going to automatically just categorize. I'm just going to pretty much categorize them into a certain category. Be like, okay, you're not dateable, but I will still talk to you, hang out with you.
So do you believe that you have to wait a few dates to hook up with a person?
If you let me hook up the first night, I'm gonna clap the cheeks. But I'm gonna low key be like, okay, so if I got the cheeks this early, I'm gonna.
Okay, that is so weird to me.
It is weird.
That's like creepy.
But
weird. Why would you even do it then? That's stupid.
Why would I not?
That's stupid.
Why would I not?
That's so dumb.
If you say no and you
make me wait, that's completely contradictory and hypocritical.
If you say no and you make me wait, then I'm gonna respect you and I'm like, okay, she's different than the rest. But if I like you already, I'm clearly on a date with you, then why would I not hook up with you? Okay, she's not dating material. She just showed me.
I've heard stories of people who have, like, hooked up on the first night and, like, are still together to this day.
That's cool. It works for some people. But I'm going to automatically assume that you've done this with a bunch of other people. And me, maybe I'm different because I come from a high school sweetheart relationship. I'm going to judge you accordingly. And it sounds wrong to say this, but from my perception and my experience in life, I'm going to assume that you do this and you've done this. And that wouldn't sit well with me. It would haunt my conscience. And I would just be like, dang, how many people have you hooked up with the first night? You know, like, dang, like, you just give me the cookies.
What people don't realize is the fact of you're always, if you're like a single person dating, you need to get over the facts. You're not dating a virgin. So like relax.
That's not the case, but and I wouldn't want to date a girl who's giving a bunch of dudes.
Well, obviously.
The first night. You know,
it's a preference. I feel like every man is also different personally. Like, I don't think every dude, it's not one size fits all. That's just your perspective.
I'm not okay. going to disrespect you.
So let's move along. Have you ever sent an angry or accidental voice memo? We kind of touched on this earlier. I've definitely sent. No, yes. Memo, voice memo.
I'm just going to go down the list. Email, text, voice memo, voicemail. I've been there, done it all. Okay. We didn't done it all.
Would you want our kids to have a relationship like ours?
If their love is true, yes.
Honestly, I want my kids to always do things their way. I don't ever want them to be copy-paste of me. I want my kids to do everything better than me in all aspects, personally.
That's cool.
You know?
I feel it. I would like my kids to overachieve.
Overachievers, yeah. I would love to have overachievers. All right, is ghosting someone immature?
Ghosting someone's perfectly fine.
I think it's very mature because that's you being ghosted could be that person's way of not going crazy on you, like going bad on you type shit.
And like, who knows? The next time could have been the time they got you.
Seriously.
Or something dumb could have happened. So I would rather.
And this is coming from, I'm a chronic ghoster. I've been told that it's toxic and immature of me, but it's not because one thing I do is I give people chances and I don't feel like I'm the type of person that's going to let you keep playing in my face or like insulting my intelligence. I'll just simply like,
I'm going to be block. A Casper. You may see me, but you may not see me in person ever again.
Ever again.
I'm not going to text you. I'm not going to call
the
you.
The weirdest part is like, if you've ever hung out with a person and you have that feeling like, damn, this is going to be the last time we hang out, you know, in like friendships.
As soon as you get out the door.
Like, no. I'm never talking to you again. Wow, this is crazy. All right, so.
Hold on, 1 second.
So, do you feel like things in relationships are becoming more or less traditional? And what do you consider yourself, more on the traditional or new age side of relationship?
I'm a hybrid. I've been about women's rights and equality, but I do think that this society and social norms are going in a different direction, and traditional is no longer traditional. But I do believe that the way it goes, women are still women, but they're evolving into this new breed of creatures that want to do this, this, and that, but want a man to be traditional while they're not traditional. I'm gonna leave it at that.
All right, so I would consider myself, yeah, like the same. I think it's really hard in this society to be full-blown traditional just because things just aren't traditional. But I definitely believe in, like, monogamy and, like, I don't want, like, open relationship or, polyamory, whatever the heck it's called. Like, I still believe in, like, the, just, like, the standard, like, you know, relationship when you're with someone, like you take it serious, like you guys get married, then you have kids, and then you have a family, you guys like build a legacy. Like, I'm like that type of traditional.
What are the dynamics of the relationship though?
What are you talking about?
How the dynamics go? Like, do you want to be more like, oh, if I meet a man, I don't want to work, or I do want to work still?
I don't know. I'm always iffy with that. So like, I've always said that when I become a mother, I want to be a stay-at-home mom because I don't want anybody else to raise my kids but me, and those first few years are very monumental. But, like, outside of that, I mean, if I had the type of lifestyle where, like, I didn't have to work and all I had to be was a stay-at-home wife, I would still want to, like, have, like, my own ventures just in case somebody tries to act up or tries to leave me. I don't want to literally be, like, stuck with, like, nothing. You know?
Yeah, I get you on that.
Ideally, I'm not going to lie, what woman wouldn't want to, like, literally, like, be a stay-at-home mom?
What man doesn't want to stay at home and be with his family and kids? That would be nice.
But, are you joking?
I'm saying you can work still by being at home.
Okay, then do that.
Anyways, I do love a home-cooked meal.
What the hell does it have to do with anything? All right, we're moving along. Do you think online dating apps change the way people meet and form relationships now?
Yes, I do think that the online dating apps has changed the game monumentally. It's no longer the way it used to be. Options are expanded. You can reach from one end of the globe to another just from like social media. So options and just...
How the hell did people really date before online? They went out,
they got dressed, they went to social.
It just seems so weird. It seems like you were just so stuck around the sameness.
Yes, you then. Were. Now that same person in the middle of Utah or freaking Nevada can talk to somebody in Dubai,
I think I like, Spain. I feel like I like the dynamics of dating today better because you have more like, if you're dating online, you could technically meet people in different ways than you would be able to. Like if you were dating at home, yes, you could meet someone like from another place or like another country, but that's like a random thing. You're mostly going to meet the locals.
She met a small town, but I got bigger dreams.
What are you talking about? I met you in our same town. So what are you talking about?
But I got bigger dreams. Listen, she's trying to flip what I'm saying, but long story short, if you were born in, back in the day in a small town, you kind of met people in that small town. You never really expanded. Nowadays, social media gives you the opportunity, the options to date outside of your geographic region or your location, and you can pretty much put yourself out there and market yourself out.
So pretty much if me and Javen would have literally met in high school, what do you think we would have still met in general? Like imagine you lived in like a random place like freaking, I don't know, New York City or something.
If it was meant to be, we would have came together somehow.
I believe that too. I think that if it's meant to be, then it's meant to be no matter what. All right. So let's move along to our next topic. Should couples share everything like finances, time, et cetera? So, for example, the first question is it necessary to have shared interests with your partner? Is that like a make or break?
Shared interests isn't a make or break, but we should have some type of financial plan together outside of our own personal
Okay, we're savings. Not talking about finances, though. We're talking about shared interests.
Not necessarily. I think that being different is a very good thing. Some is great. But you have to teach each other things and you can learn to love someone and understand them by what they like to do and what they love, what they, you know, what they do in their own time, like their hobbies and things like that. I wouldn't want someone who's an identical copy of me. Show me something different. Let me show you something different.
But we should have moments where we come together and we're willing to expand our interests into yours.
Definitely.
So, like, for example, if you play, like, chess on the weekends, and I'm not necessarily a chess player, shit, maybe I should learn to play chess just to know it, like, because that's something that you like, you know?
1 second, everyone. We're going to take a small commercial break and pay some bills. We'll be right back in a second.
So, is it better to have a strong emotional or physical connection in a relationship?
You know what? There's some pain when it comes to answering questions like this because... Yes, you can have a very strong emotional connection with someone, but may not have a strong physical connection with someone, and vice versa.
I don't know.
So when someone has a strong emotional connection, I think that is very better for the long run because, yeah, you can be physical as well. You can have great intimacy and do this and do that, but I think you have to be bonded more, a little deeper than just physicality, you know. Mentally, your soul and all that stuff, it all comes together and plays into one. But you can't have the best of both worlds all the time, but there's times you can have both. But I would like to say that it could be a crazy trade-off, but I don't think that being physically connected to someone for so long doesn't last long when it comes to a mental connection. But however, you could be mentally connected to someone, like I said earlier, and not have a strong physical connection, and that can kind of be damaging and hurt someone's feelings or cause problems later on in a relationship.
I think initially it has to be physical and then it can get emotional because you have to be attracted to the person. Like for me, I don't know, I'm not going to want to get emotional with someone if I'm not physically attracted to them. Like the first thing you notice on a person is like, is if they're attractive or not, correct?
Yeah, that's true.
So in order to get into the emotional connection, and I'm so tired of people making you like making it shamed that you have to pick a partner that you're physically attracted to. What else are you going to, like, that's so stupid.
What if you talk to you?
Yeah, exactly. Like people are so cynical and be like, oh, you don't give people a chance. Why would I even play and insult your intelligence like that to be dating someone I'm not physically attracted to? That is so stupid. And it's like, it's dumb.
But you can be physically attracted to someone, but not have a good physical connection. Because you can be, oh, you look good, but you can be bad in the bed, or
you can look good or you just don't know.
Everything's not about being in the bed, Jabin. Physical connection is more than that.
So, okay, looks in general.
Yeah. Okay. I personally think that you have to have a physical connection first so that you can tap into the emotional side. And if not, like if it's emotional first and then physical, it's going to seem like a friendship.
Yeah, you got to have the prereqs out. You know? Yeah. You got to, when you talk to somebody before you even meet them, you got to go down your list. You got to check the Carfax, you know, all this stuff. You got to make sure they're pre-qualified. So you got to make sure that just like when you like in sales, like is this person pre-qualified, you know, you just got to make sure because you'll be wasting your time just diving into something. And so, yes, that physical connection has to be there as paramount. That goes along with their pre-qualification.
And I mean, the physical connection can save your emotional connection sometimes. Because sometimes emotionally you can be at odds, but like you could be like physically still attracted and be like, all right, I'm willing to work things out, you know?
Or to clap them cheeks.
And there's nothing wrong with having a partner. If you're not physically attracted to your partner, then you should not be dating them because you're insulting their intelligence and you're playing with their time.
But some people do the opposite, though. But I'm not going to lie. There's times that Shari gets away with a lot of stuff just because she looks good. And I'm like, you know, I'm willing to put up a little bit more because she...
That she has something to say. Look, he's really on the mic. He doesn't like this conversation.
But a mental connection is really pretty
important. But for sure, I'm definitely, like, into spirituality. And I believe in spiritual connections for, like, longevity. This is the thing. I think that as people, it's okay to categorize people in certain things. That's like how some people say, oh, they're husband material, they're wife material, or they're this material. Like, husband and wife material is somebody that you have a physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual connection with. Like, that, it's very easy to technically, I don't know, though, like, I still feel like I have to know somebody to even have a physical connection with them. Because looks are, like, whatever, in a sense. Like, even just seeing an attractive person, it doesn't mean anything to me. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't, like, I feel like you still have to know, like, people's, how they are on the inside in order for them to fully get that physical connection stamp, right?
I think it's a little different for dudes, but for women, it may be like that.
Are you going to elaborate?
I think that when it comes to dudes, not all guys. Like, yes, a girl can't be just beautiful or cute and, you know, have a terrible personality. But a lot of the times, just a nice body and somewhat of a decent personality is good enough for a dude to clap cheeks.
Okay, we're not talking about, can you stop saying that? Like, it's so derogatory. We're talking about people that you're trying to be in a committed relationship with, something we are in. So
being physically attracted to someone can get you so far. But like you said, to be that wifey, that hubby material, you got to have that strong mental connection. And so it supersedes just the physicality.
Okay, you keep repeating the same thing over and over. Anyways, like I was saying, in order for somebody to officially have like that physical attraction, for example, you can walk up to somebody, they could be quote unquote like physically attractive, but they can be dumb as rocks. That's not attractive to me anymore now. Like, that's not, like, I still am attracted to intelligence and depth. If I can't have an in-depth conversation with you, I'm not attracted to that. Like, you know, and that's even in friendships, too. Like, you don't want to be friends with people who are just always talking about just, like, for girls, like, always talking about guys and this and that. Like, okay, can we talk about other things, like, our goals and things that we're trying to achieve as, like, women and inspire each other? Like, that's what I'm talking about, like, when it comes to depth, like,
pro tip, fellas, if you want to pass the test, the stuff that she's saying, just be quiet and listen and just let her talk. And be like, you know what? You get me.
Okay, so he's exposing himself for being fake. So that means that you're basically you're mostly in this relationship because of what?
Listen, let's not even lie. Okay, most of the time your girl just want to talk and hear herself talk. So you got to just sit there.
That is so derogatory. That's not true. You're minimizing what I'm saying.
You do have to give honest and good feedback and carry the conversation. But most of the time, your girl just want to know if you're a good listener, if you hear her and you're listening and like, oh, that's a part of the trust.
And now you're exposing yourself saying you're not genuinely listening. You're just listening to please me.
I am genuinely listening to you. But a lot of the times, the conversation that women have with their men is more of just like a woman venting to her dude, which is fine and okay. The stuff that we want to talk about, you guys are not.
Yeah, going because to sit the stuff talk you talk about is boring.
Exactly, but
like you be there for your woman. Even when you're around, like his friends or whatever, I'm like, your conversations are so boring to me. Like, if you're in a, if you are around two girls talking, it's way more interesting. And don't even lie, it's way more.
Be quiet and listen.
It's just way more interesting. So, don't be mad at me that I have more to talk about.
It's not even that. It's just that it's different. I know that I can't talk to you about certain things because you wouldn't be able to relate.
Or like you what?
Just random shit that's like that.
Like what?
You don't want to hear. Like half the time when you're on the computer, I try to talk to you about certain things. You're busy. You're editing something or this is that. It's just be like, it's whatever. It's fine. But I know these things beforehand. And I've been with you for a long time, you know, and it just is what it is. But when you want to talk to me about something, I'm fine. I'm all ears. I'm here for you. I'm not going
to
tell
he
you.
He wants to know the tea, Loki. That's why.
It's not that I want to hear the tea. I just, I'm going to be
it's a good, more entertaining.
I'm going to be a good partner, and I'm going to be there for my fiance and listen to her and hear her out.
Okay, so is it necessary for couples to have alone time and space in a relationship?
I definitely think it is.
Hell it yes.
I think it depends yes. on the type, yes, let's give this for it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
100%, 120%, yes. I don't know. Like, I'm the type of person where I have moments where I'm like, oh, let's be clingy and cute. And then I'm like, all right, now I need space for, like, I don't know how long. I just, I don't like to be, like, I've always been like this way since I was even a kid. Like, I was always super independent and kind of, like, always in my own zone, so... This is just the type of, like, person I am. Whereas I know, like, other people in their relationships, they do like that, like, clingy type of stuff. And yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. This is just preference. I can give you guys an
example of our relationship. Whenever she's getting ready or in the bathroom, get away from me. Get out the bathroom. Close the door. She locks it. But when it's my time to get ready or get dressed, do
anything, he's only trying to copy me lately.
She is literally right there next to me in my way, in my space. I'm like, dude, can I have some space? No.
He's literally trying to mirror my behaviors.
No, I understand.
And yes,
where you're
you are.
From. I'm like, damn, I can't get ready with you flat iron your hair out of nowhere, even though you're dressed and ready already and done this. But here you go plugging up the flat iron or just being around hovering, micromanaging.
It's women just annoying to have
to micromanage.
I know you're not capping this hard right now.
I'm capping.
Because you try to micromanage me and you try to make, even if I tell him about stuff that's going on with me personally, he's like, oh, I wouldn't say that. Did I ask you what you would say? No, I didn't. I asked you to just listen. Yes, you do. And even when you're like, walk this way, do this, do that.
In public, definitely. Yes.
Like.
That's different. But like in the house.
I have to go pee again.
Listen, in the house, if I'm like doing something and she's like just cleaned up or something. She right there hovering over and watching me, yeah. Watching my every move, watching everything I do. Put that fork away. Oh, what's that? Oh, put that there. I didn't just clean up for you to do this and do that. I'd be like, God dang. I'd just be like,
bruh.
Like, give me some space. I'm not messy. Yes, she loves to micromanage me, especially when I get home from work and she feel like doing something. And if I'm doing something or like and I'm in an area that she feels like, hey, this is unfamiliar territory for him. Like, what is he doing around here? So she gets up and she goes and be like, oh, put that back. Is that my towel? Oh, make sure you do. I'm just like, God dang. Like, gosh, dang. But that's one of her specialties.
What?
Micromanaging me.
Why are you always down talking me?
I'm
can you say
you.
Something good
let
ever?
Me go,
shit.
Let her clean up something. Let me go over
okay,
in that area.
Can you say something good? You're always talking shit about me.
Whoa.
That has nothing to do with the question.
What's the question?
Exactly. You're just running
question?
Your mouth.
It's necessary to have for couples to have a long
time and
space
in a relationship.
So when you're trying to have your own long time in your own space, you can be micromanaged. Not all the time, but literally there can
all
be
all
right,
time. That's fine. I'll pull back. I don't want to be around you. I'm good.
I'm not.
And then when I do that, you see how he acts? When I pull back and I'm like, okay, I'm good off you. I don't like you. Then fine.
I'm talking about,
I'm not worried about
you're
it.
Trying to like shave or do something.
And then no. And then earlier, whenever I did take space from you, then all of a sudden you wanted to come around me.
I don't recall.
Okay. He's a liar, so.
Oh, my God.
So, for me, I definitely need space. This is why I need space, because honestly, I don't know.
I want a man's cave. So when we move, I want a room.
Yep, and I'm about to have my own room, too.
That's fine. You can have your own little, like, makeup, what's it called, powder room?
No, it's going to be a legit room.
like with a bed and shit. Oh, we might as well break up at that point. If you get another room with a mattress in it, like, we might as well break up. Like, oh, I'm sleeping in my room. Like, what?
There was this older woman that I used to work with, and she was, like, my work grandma. And, like, she just always looked out for me. She was, like, one of my... Have you ever, like, worked with people and had, like, an old, like, bestie? Like, wait, even though you're, like, 60, you're, like, cool. And, like, you know, we can get along at work. Yeah. Anyways, it was like this older lady. She was telling me how her and her husband had separate rooms. And I was like laughing because she was like, no, I'm serious. Like, we both have our own rooms. Like, I have a mattress in my room. He has a bed in his room. And like, she's like, it makes it better when like they have like date nights and stuff like that.
What? That sounds like a horror story. Better when we have date nights?
David said that that's the first... He said that's the first step to divorce.
You're officially roommates at that point. If you're not sharing a bed...
Maybe they are roomies.
Maybe it's not a relationship.
But she was, like, in her 60s.
Yeah, you... Like, why would you be sleeping in your own room in your own bed?
Shit. I mean, you could stretch... You could do your starfish. But remember, you want to have all this space.
It's okay if she does it first and takes the initiative, like, oh, I'm getting my own room. But let the man out of nowhere be like, oh, I'm going to sleep in my room and go and close the door,
Bye.
Put a lock on it.
I'm pretty sure you will.
Bed and mattress.
I'm pretty sure you will to be petty like you always do. So that will be fine with me. Ta-ta.
Listen, it's okay if she takes the initiative and she'd be the first one, like, I'm getting my own room. I'm gonna put a bed in here and all this. I'm not sleeping in the room with you. Let a dude tell his wife, yeah, babe, I don't want to sleep with you tonight. I'm going to sleep in my room. And that's the only spare room, though, but it's his. He had a whole mattress, computer, everything in there, like a whole man cave. She's going to be like, bro, what? Oh, we getting divorced.
Okay. Anyways, you said the same thing five different times.
She's going to need access to that. I'm telling you right now. She's going to need access to that. But I do think having a man cave is okay. But I think you should share a bed if you live together. I think that's pretty strange.
Yeah, but if you accidentally fall asleep in your room because, like, you're always working and stuff in it, then that's, like, whatever.
Yeah, that's fine. Do you think the other person should have access to it?
Yes. What the hell? That's weird.
I'm just asking. So the man cave... I will give you a temporary password that only I can verify if you want to enter, like, sorry, at the door. Let her in.
What about Dash?
Dash, he have a little privacy door. He can
It scans his eye. He's automatically in because Dash is a boy. And honestly, I'm not going to lie. I do be feeling like the testosterone. Like, even though Dash is a dog, he's still a boy. And there's, like, too much, like, male energy in here. It's like they almost act like... Like, they're like, Aries. They act like I'm like the witch of the house almost.
We're both Aries, and she said he's misogynistic, the dog.
Yeah.
She says the dog is misogynistic.
I always forget that they're both Aries. I'm the only Aquarius in the house, so I'm like flying around like a little fairy. Like, I just want peace. You know?
That's what she says.
But I will take it there if I need to.
She definitely will, y'all.
Do you think it's ever okay to stay in a relationship for the sake of children?
I think that's very controversial. To be really transparent, a lot of people don't agree with this opinion, but I do think you should stay together, at least until the kids are like 25.
Jaden!
25.
Would you rather...
Like, away in college, then you can somewhat, like, you know, start to process it to, like, see if you guys want to split. But, like, I don't think you should... Like, if you just... I don't know. I grew up in a household where my mom and dad wasn't together.
Same.
They weren't ever together. They were never like a thing. Like, oh, you're my girlfriend, you're my boyfriend, whatever. But it's a little different. I would love to have a two-parent household. I would have loved to have that. I would love for my kids to always have that two-parent household. I would keep a secret that we're not together. Like, oh, me and your mom.
I would love for my parents to... Not my parents to grow up. I would love for my kids to grow up in a household where they see their parents genuinely in love with each other, respecting each other, honoring each other, staying committed, you know, being devoted mothers and fathers to them. Like, that's ideal. I also grew up in a divorced household. So, like, my parents were together at a time in my life, but then they split, you know? Mm-hmm. So I would personally prefer to have that, but at the same time, if I'm being disrespected or if I'm like being cheated on or shit like that, then I don't care if I have eight kids with somebody. I'm dipping. I'm out. Mm. I don't care.
You know what's crazy? Pretty random.
I'd rather be alone.
And when dudes be dating girls, and they be like married, and then like 9 years later, they find out that the baby not theirs. And they be like...
Does that relate to the question?
I just said it didn't relate.
Oh.
That stuff be crazy. I be seeing these
would
stories.
Would you... So that's the crazy thing. Get mad at him. Would you still keep your connection with that kid, though? Like, for me personally, I don't know. I would try to, like... I would nip it in the bud soon.
I would take some maturity.
I'm not that mature, I don't think.
If you're 9 years in, you think this is like...
Oh, if you're 9 years in, you're going to... Now I have to.
You got to like cut it loose? Like, hey,
No, I have to stay in it. 9 years is a long time.
That's messed up for the child.
Yeah, like, for the kid? That's horrible innocent, to just like leave.
It's like, dang, you're not my seed this whole time. You somebody else's baby. I've been standing by this whole time, your pregnancy, listening to all this stuff. Hold up real quick. Something... Like, here's a little scratchy. It's a little DJ scratchy. That's a
unpopular opinion. I feel like the hospital should offer like free DNA tests like at the birth. So nobody has to worry about it. Because if you have nothing to hide, I personally wouldn't give a shit to taking one. I would be ready to, because I would want to prove like I have nothing to hide. All right, now you can prove.
Listen, you should not be able to sign that birth certificate unless your DNA is the same as a child.
Yeah.
Literally. I don't want no Mari situations. She just gave birth. So wait, she ran so out the David,
so even
out.
If we're, so even like when we're married and like living, like obviously we live together, but like we have our first kid, you're going to get a DNA test?
Yes, because it's yours regardless of the fact. And it's no disrespect. I'm going to be very polite.
I think this is just like one of Javen's like phobias. You know how people have phobias in life?
When it comes to 6-month-year-olds, you are not the father.
Dude, that would be crazy.
I can sit there through this whole pregnancy term.
Yeah, that does suck, though, for the guy. Around, you just yelling, screaming, to be honest, me, that would be crazy.
Put my ear to the belly, like, oh, daddy gonna be...
Okay, to circle back, I definitely don't think that you should stay together for your kids, because you're teaching your kids to stay in toxic relationships even when it's not... for you. Like, for example, like, if you're being abused in any type of way, shape, or form, leave that fucking relationship ASAP. It doesn't matter if you guys have 6 kids together. It
does not.
What if
you're not being abused?
And that's what I'm saying. And if it's things that you can work on, then maybe consider working on things just to keep your family together. But if you're not interested in that person and you genuinely don't like them anymore, don't prolong the situation. Rip the Band-Aid off and just break up.
Dang, the kids can be like, daddy or mama, you don't love dad no more? You don't love mom no more?
Like, no.
Dang, your kid's gonna grow up like...
Not if you're good co-parents. That's why you have to watch who you have a kid with.
That's gonna be a very big heartbreak for the kids. Like, why you do that to mom? Or I'm like, why you do that to dad? Then you're gonna start talking to somebody else and be like, who is this dude? That's not dad. That's not mom. And then the kid's gonna be walking around the house like, let's whoop his ass. Let's spin his drink. Oh, let's do this. Like, oh, you ain't my mama? That's going
to
be...
It's just
turmoil.
Automatically embedded in children to disrespect their step-parents.
And even if the step-parents have to work that much harder to win you over, and even still, it's like, you're not
my daddy. No, I'm still never going to call you my dad. No, I don't care. Like, I've had, like, on both ends, like, a stepmom and stepdad. I've never... Because I found that very disrespectful to my actual parents, so...
I probably would have. Like, if I ever had a stepdad, I would have low-key, we would have fought.
Yeah.
Like, my mama can't date nobody.
Yeah, no.
Even to this day, if my mama started
dating
somebody.
Yeah, but that sucks for your mom, though. Like,
it is what it is.
So she has to literally stay with your dad or nobody.
Ain't no man out there good enough for my mom, and I know how men are in this world.
Yeah.
And my mom has 5 kids, and I know how a dude would low-key be.
You don't want him to, yeah.
It's just she won't get the respect that she deserves or get the love that she needs, truthfully. It'll be kind of like, it's just, we live in different times. I don't know.
Yeah. But I feel like it's natural to feel like there's nobody good enough for your mom. Because, I feel like that. Like, personally, I'm like, I'd rather my mom just be, like, single living her best life. That's than tied scary. To somebody.
Single living her best life. I'll tell my mommy, I don't want you living your best life like that.
You're a hater.
I want you to be home with your family.
Javen, what about the stuff you're doing? You're living your best life.
She had her chance, and it didn't work.
Are you kidding me? She had her chance.
Listen, she made the decision to have five kids with my dad. I don't need no other man walking around my mama house and trying to say stuff or do
drinking like out this. The milk carton.
Yeah, like what? Come on. Mm-mm-mm. All my brothers and sisters are gonna be in that house. Put hands and feet on that boy.
Mm-hmm. But it's like, that's like kind of like abusive towards your mom then, because you're not letting her have like happiness.
We know what's best for her at this point.
Oh my God.
That's how it works.
Okay, but it wasn't your dad.
Clearly it's not.
So you wouldn't even want him back there.
No, you can't date my mom.
Yeah. Okay, the respect. All right, would you rather stay in a bad relationship or leave and be single?
I would rather leave and be single. It depends on what kind of relationship I'm in and how it's going. If it's bad, it's bad. But it's not every relationship is perfect. It's just, yeah. If it's bad right now, I mean, it's going to be bad forever. People go through things. No relationship is perfect. You see stuff on TV, on these TV shows. You see a 30-minute show, and that's just 24 hours in a day. You
know? Yeah.
And so, like, you got to just realize how your perception of things and what they show you how things should be isn't reality and how things really are. Just like Disney, you watch the Cinderella, Happy Ever After. Like, nah. Dude probably went and found six more Cinderellas, and she got pushed to the back of the castle, or she got pushed over a ledge. You know, there ain't no telling, you know. So you got to realize life is interesting. It's unpredictable. You can't guess the future. You got to roll with the punches and adapt. If it's true love, it's going to prosper.
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like my spirit, like my soul is naturally a free spirit. So if I'm in a relationship and I'm committed with you, I'm all in. And if I'm not being, like, treated right or, like, there's stupid shit going on, I would much rather be single.
That's how she feels.
Than not, like, deal with a bad relationship. We only have so much time on this planet. One day you're going to wake up and you're going to be in your 50s, 60s. It's going to happen sooner than you think. I don't want to waste my youth with somebody who doesn't share the same views in that way, you know? True.
I agree.
That's stupid.
I definitely agree.
I think, like, back on, like, you know, like, even if you have a family thing, it's like, what would you be technically teaching your family if you guys were being toxic for 10 years straight?
Ooh,
you would, you know, that's crazy. Yeah. Like, you're teaching your daughters and sons, like, oh, you stay in a relationship even if it's bad. Like, no, you don't.
You work things out.
Like, no. And then if they're not work outable, then it's done.
If someone has, like, boyfriends or girlfriends on you and all this
other stuff. Like, crazy. That's wild. Different.
But, like, if you guys are having, like,
if it's,
you
know, like, communication things that can be worked out.
Yeah. But not everyone's meant to be together, and you can break up with somebody. But you better make sure you're making the right decision, because it is a competition after that.
And also, too, you have to realize once you break up, that is that decision. Like, there's no turning back. Like, it's it. Like, you guys are done.
You can hurt somebody. You can leave someone and be like, oh, I'm leaving you. This isn't working, blah, blah, blah. And they can be hurt and distraught, and then you can leave, right? And then you change your mind like, oh, never mind. I made a bad decision. It's like, nah, the damage is already done. You left me.
I don't believe in double backing. Once you leave my ass and you literally leave, don't ever hit me again. I'm mm-hmm. already going to block you. So yeah. You don't have to worry about me hitting you. But yeah, I don't think that you should ever stay in a toxic or bad relationship just for the sake of being with that person.
Oh, we can be friends though.
And to like be so technical, it's like, you have to think about it. Like, yes, there are billions of people on the planet. Yes, you can be socially compatible with people, but I do think that There's just certain people that you can, like, break up with that you'll never have that same energy again. And you have to also accept that, with a person.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
That is true.
Although you could be socially compatible with multiple people and, like, whatever, you guys can connect in certain ways. Some people are just, like, their energy is just not going to be, it's not going to be the same way as a person. It's impossible.
Yeah.
So you may be like lessening connections without realizing it until you realize it. Like,
that'd
damn.
Be the shit where you'd be like, oh, I would never do this. I don't want that. And then someone dates someone else later. I was like, oh, you do it. Everything you say you didn't want.
But you have to think about it. Even when you first date someone, the honeymoon stage is going to be the best stage. Once you're 4 years in, you're like, wait, you'll be like, wait, Jamin didn't used to do this.
Yep.
Shari didn't used to do this.
It turned into a Tyler Perry movie.
And you're like, wait, when Shari was mad, she would still like be like, you know, around the crib. When this chick gets mad, she's going to Vegas.
I'm going to the club. I'm in Vegas with my girls.
Right. Like, there's like,
I'm skipping town after this.
Like, there's different types of energy. So just be mindful. And I don't think that everybody, like, the first person they date is the person that they're supposed to be with forever either. Like, I think
everyone's a mystery.
Yeah. You don't freaking know. It's crazy. So do you think withholding events that happen throughout your day is considered lying? Like, for example, like, say, like, somebody tried to, like, talk to me or something and I didn't tell you. It's just, like, a little off-putting. I'm going to be, like, weird. Like, why didn't you tell me in a way?
I mean, yeah, no. It's like you can't detail every little situation that happened throughout the day. If it was something, like, big, notable that you should tell your partner about, like, yeah. Like, you know, if, like, I don't know, like, for a dude to be, like, stopped and a girl try to talk to him, whatever, it's pretty, like, random. I don't think it happens too often.
Yeah.
To dudes. But if a girl is, like, being hit on, it's kind of like, you know, it's like, you know, someone tried to talk to me today. If you tell me every day, I mean, it's like whatever, but like, I don't think it's like paramount.
Does it give a dude an attitude to know?
Or is it just like, whatever? If it's something like close to home, like a neighbor or something like I should know or be worried about, yeah. But like, if your girl's attractive, you got to just understand, like, just come into reality that people are going to try to talk to your girl. You're not the only one who'd find her attractive, but like, you shouldn't have to detail every single event unless it's like...
It gets disrespectful and like weird, you know? Which I feel like that shit like rarely happens.
Yeah.
Most of the time, people when they like talk to people in public, they're trying to be like, they're showing their representative, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I don't know, though. It's one of those things for dudes, like, if a girl try to talk to you, you're not going to like run home like that.
Maybe. No, but when I say mention it, like you just mentioned in conversation, like, oh, this person tried to talk to me today, but it's not that deep.
Yeah, like, oh, like, you could be wrong. Someone's, like, saying, like, how's your day? You could be like, yeah, man, she tried to.
Well, asking how's your day is different, but asking if you're in a relationship, which is mostly what dudes do when they, like, mm-hmm. approach me, like, they'll be like, oh, I assume you're married or engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always like, yeah, that's still I'm engaged. Game. Like, that's still, not, though, man, yeah, but that's them still trying crazy. To show like, hey, I'm respectful. But the weirdest part, the weirdest thing that happens is when like someone's like, hey, I'm so and so, what's your name? And you're like, you look like kind of like a bitch when you're telling them like, I'm in a relationship right off the bat, but it's because there could be like, oh, I wasn't even asking. I wasn't even trying to talk to you. Like, that's happened to me.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll get back to you guys in a couple seconds. We're going to pay some bills.
Okay, so we were just talking about just withholding things and events that happen throughout your day. Like, is that considered lying? Once again, I don't know. I don't think it's considered lying, but I do think that you should probably, like, tell your partner. Just, like, little things, because, like, especially for me, like, if it's, like, around where we live, I think it's kind of important if it's something was, like, weird mm-hmm. for me to say something. Like, for example, one time I was taking pictures, like, minding my own business, not a soul in sight, and there's this random dude that walks out, and he's like, hey, do you need help taking your pictures? Like, that's something that was totally necessary to tell you.
At a gym, it's kind of like, it's pretty creepy. Like,
yeah.
I would never approach a woman in a gym because I feel like that's like a sacred environment.
Yeah.
Once you break that sacred, like, trust of, like, you know, I'm trusting enough to work out around you.
Yeah.
You know, even though I don't trust you, but, like, don't approach me and I'm not going to approach you either.
And a lot of people use the gym as, like, a form of therapy and to, like, it's like you're, like you said, like, it's like a sanctuary for you. It's like a very, like, private situation, so.
It's like a vulnerable place. You're sweating, you're, like, doing this and that. You're exploring yourself in certain directions.
You're trying to better yourself, you know.
Like, you could be RDL and I'm, like, staring mm-hmm. at you and I'm going to walk up over like, yeah, your form is great. Like.
And mind you, like, this is a dude who purposely, like, every time, like, he's at the gym, he has, like, some new chick with him. And he's purposely walking around with, like, his shirt off. Just, like, I hate to say it, he's, like, the ultimate tool that you would see.
Yeah, one second.
See?
But, yeah.
He's, like, the ultimate, like, gym, what do they say, like, gym tool that you would see, like,
I guess the way he carries. I guess it's a tool, like, it just, he's clearly, like, moving and grooving as a dude.
He wasn't rude about... The thing is, he wasn't rude about it, like, at all. It wasn't rude, but it was still just, like, okay, you don't have to be rude to be, like, kind of on some creep shit. Yeah.
He was just one of those dudes that just, like, he's just one of those dudes. Like, if I was walking around, you see me with, like, a different girl every other day, and I'm, like, doing the most, and I'm out just... I'm clearly, like, one of those kind of guys. Like, I'm not, like, a dateable type of dude. I'm just out, like, you know...
But the thing is that, like... One thing that you have to realize is, like, a single person, when they see you solo, they don't know if you're in a relationship. So I always have that in perspective of, like, You don't want to, like, just be, like, mean to people just to be mean to people, because they genuinely, if they see, like, you by yourself, they're not going to say, oh, he's in a relationship. You need to wipe this side of your mouth.
My bad. So I'm not going to walk up to no girl in the gym and ask her to take her pictures. I'm not going to bother a girl in the gym. I feel like it's super
creepy. Okay, we're off that. We're off that subject, though.
We're talking about
when people see a single person without their partner, they don't know if you're in a relationship or not.
That's what you just turned it over to.
Yeah, because I want to move on. We keep talking about the gym situation.
Okay. So what's moving on then?
Elaborate. That's what I was saying. When someone sees you like at like a grocery store, for example, they don't know like you're married or engaged.
Yeah.
So it's up to you to tell them that. And there was a meme where somebody was like, well, there's this like girl questioning her boyfriend. She was like, if somebody says, are you in a relationship? What do you say? Like, do you say like, I'm sorry, I'm like, no, I'm not single, or like, is saying sorry bad?
Saying sorry obviously triggers your girl. So don't ever, fellas, tell her you're sorry. It's a trap.
Why would you say sorry, though?
Because she just embarrassed herself walking up to you.
I guess. I don't know.
And you're going to tell her no. And girls don't get no and they get dissed. So you have to be prepared to hurt their feelings. And so you can kind of trying to be nice, like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm taken. But your girl will take you saying sorry. That means like, oh, if you weren't taken, you would talk to her then. And so,
or they'll try to say you're like pee-whipped. You know how people try to, like, bully dudes who are actually, like, committed to, in their relationships. They'll try to be like, oh, she got you whipped. It's like, wait, no, it's mutual. Like, we're both committed to each other.
Sorry's
like
a trap. Just tell the girl I'm taken. Because you say sorry, she think you're planting the seed, leaving hope.
Yeah. It's so hard to know, like, when to say that. When somebody
really,
they
don't want you to be nice at all. Just don't be nice.
You can be like a gentleman. You don't have to be like an a-hole, but like just literally be like straightforward and be like, yeah, I'm in a relationship. Boom. You move on.
What if your girl tells a guy, oh, sorry, I'm taken?
That's okay. That's what I asked you. Would that be bad to say?
Of course it'd be bad.
Exactly. So it's the same. So stop saying that it's only women.
Just as bad as a man saying it would be bad.
Yeah.
That's all I was saying.
Because we're both human.
It's not like a forced thing. It's just like if you naturally say, oh, I'm sorry for things and just like, it's whatever. But I just know when it comes to your girl, don't say that because she's going to be mad at you.
Okay, Jamin. But you just said that you would be mad at me.
I was just saying it because of the
you're like being so weird and hypocritical. You just told me you would be mad at me if I said that to you.
Let's just explain why I said that.
Okay. You're so fun to talk to.
Let's move on to the next question.
Okay. You're the one that said you wanted to elaborate
Let's
and all that.
Let's move on to the next question.
So this is the last question.
Okay.
Should you share the same bank account?
I think there's nothing wrong with sharing the same bank account, but I do think you should have your own private savings. You have an account when it comes to financing or paying bills or, you know, house things. And when it comes to, like, your business, you know, that's a little separate. It's a little different. But if you have something together as a couple, I think it is cool to have everything joint, but you should still have your own personal savings.
Like, I definitely think that if you guys have, like, kind of something that you're both saving for, like, say you're saving for a house or something, like, that should be an account that's connected, because then you're also holding each other accountable for what you both agreed on and whatever it is. Or, like, if you guys have, like, certain bills that you have together and stuff like that. And also, too, if you guys make money as a couple together, then everything is literally, like, you know, like people, like couples who have businesses together, everything is like ours because we're both like adding to this fund and we're both making this money as a team. But if you're making money on your own, that's your money.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, it's in most cases, yes, it's your own money. But when you share an account, like maybe you'd be able to just transfer with the appropriate amount of funds into that account in order to take care of bills. And then you have the rest of your money, your personal money, and the savings. So if one person is paying all the bills, or it just all depends on what kind of relationship you have, to be honest. But I don't think there's nothing wrong with sharing joint accounts.
Only if it's your husband.
Yeah, only your husband. I wouldn't recommend that for
a boyfriend. Hell no. Like, no. Like, no. You guys have to be, like, married, I feel. So.
I feel the same way, yeah.
All right, so that was our last question. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this podcast and found it helpful in some way. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social media platforms. You can find our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, and now YouTube. We will see you next time. Bye.
Peace.